Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
to we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. In Japan, Korea, Canada, all over, many, many places. We welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon. And guess what? It is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. And hopefully Tiffany with an eye will come on and join us. You know, our topic is Think of You, .. Why is that topic there? Because, you know, at the end of the day, all you have is you. And that's a statement that rings in my ear that my mentor, one of my mentors, Yurne Kabon, a famous artist, always stated, you know, to keep one chilled out. We're going to move through this, but before we get going, we want to say happy birthday to Malcolm X. That would be 98 on today, okay? He would be 98. And if you really want to understand Malcolm X and listen to, he had many, many messages out there. But check out Message to Grassroots. You want to research that. Read that. You'll find out a lot about yourself and everybody else, too. We're going to move on forward. We're sponsored here by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization with advisors, consultants, educators to help you reach your goal in leadership and mentorship and higher ed. And basically our focus is youth, youth, youth. And, you know, this weekend was a wonderful weekend. I know you had a good time out there. My friend, the artist, Yurne Kabon, had a artist talk and presentation at Natters Art Gallery located at 5080 West Pico. It was a wonderful event because he's a wonderful person, a beautiful spirit, and he illustrates beautiful, beautiful work. But you know, the beauty of Yurne, and like I see, he's another mentor. He's one of my mentors. You know, not only does he express through his beautiful works, but he empowers, inspires, and encourages all, because that's really, really where his heart is. You know, a lot of artists paint pretty out there, and he paints the truth. He tells the truth. He talks the truth. But one thing that I admire about Yemi Kabong is that he inspires you. He encourages you, and he tells you always that you can do it. You know, we have to be proud. We want you to be proud of you and what you've done. Acknowledge things that you've done. Do more and go higher. Strength equals ability to get through. Stronger by acknowledging all. You want to remain to be happy, joyful, and resilient. And nothing can take you out if you have the abilities, and you can always get through. And I'll say another thing. The worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this very, very moment. And that's from a quote from my number one mentor, Dr. Sakura Kata, who directs you and lays out that roadmap of how to live, how to create happiness for yourself and happiness for others. And before we get started, I'm just going to say, listen to this. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet. Tiffany will be on with us, and we're going to have a good time. Get your pads and pencils out. We got something to tell you.
You can't.
That's right. We want you to be mindful on Mindful Monday that I'm your hero and you're my hero. And we're all heroes out here. And before we bring this epiphany with an eye on, you know, there's organizations that have many, many resources. And I know we all know about it, but we really, really don't think about it because we put it in one category. The Braille Institute has a phenomenal library. It is headed up and directed by Miss Lisa Lepore. The Braille Institute is at 741 North Vermont, we all know. But when we think about it, we just think about persons that are sight impaired. That resource that is offered up there is really open to all. You know, basically, if you have some form of disability, it doesn't have to be a sight impairment. Yeah, disability falls in many, 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 many categories. Go in there. They have a summer reading program that will be starting June 26th through August 11th, and the virtual kickoff will be on Monday, June 26th. And it's a summer reading program. It's open to children of all ages and adults to promote the joy of reading. And all participants will receive a gift and will be eligible for cool raffle prizes. There's everything going on in there. You know, when we think of the word disability, which carries so many stigmas on it, we need to re-educate ourselves and get educated again. And those of you that have some form of disability, you know, and if you don't know, nobody can ask you what it is. That's none of their concern. But I want you to do some research. Check out the Braille Institute Library at the Braille Institute and find out about the great things that they have happening going on there. Do that. There's some resources in this city. And if you don't dig deep, you'll miss out on all that goodness. And on that note, we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. See it, do it, change it, and complete it with us on this Mindful Monday. Tiffany, welcome in. How are you? How are you? How are you? Tiffany, are you there with us?
I am here. How are you? Sorry about
How are you doing today on this wonderful Mindful Monday?
I'm doing well, considering it is a Monday.
Yes, and we know how you feel about Monday.
Yes, I still love Mondays, no doubt.
Okay, okay.
But today was interesting. It was an interesting Monday. I had to do a little bit more work than I normally do, which is okay because sometimes it's required.
Okay.
But all in all, it was a good Monday. So, I know we talked earlier about think of yourself. I think of you or thinking of you, something like that. Or think of
think
you first.
Of
something
you.
Is it.
Something
is the title. You know, I always try to get the title right, you know, when we as you post it out. So,
yeah.
But I love that title, actually, Think of You, because it's very, very important. And I know we're talking a lot, or you've been talking a lot about Mental Health Awareness Month, as it still is. And I told you in a couple of shows that I was advocating for mental health and emotional health as well.
Yes.
So I came across, actually, the chart or book or that a friend of mine had put together in regards to trauma and in checking your mindset. And so one of the things to look for is that you or the person doesn't care how you treat people. So you have to be cognizant of how you treat people. And usually if you do not treat people well, it's because you don't treat yourself well.
Yes.
You don't have any regard for self. So you're not thinking of you. So how can you think of others if you can't think of yourself and treat yourself well and care for yourself and stand up for yourself and show up for yourself? Then you cannot you cannot do it for someone else.
No.
So I just thought that was amazing. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, and I'm so glad that you brought it up because, you know, we in our conversations, you know, I always have my little quick thoughts and quick little statements because I'm about awareness, stand up, speak up, speak out. Okay. But as you mature, you also have to take in consideration what's happening on that other side. But you're absolutely correct. And, you know, one of my statements has always been, don't worry about them. How can they care about you when they don't know how to care about themselves? Because when we care about ourselves, we realize that we're all connected in here and all one, and we're all mirrors to each other. So I like that, you know. You must treat people well. Through all of this that we've gone through and we're still going through, you know, it's a lot still going on out there. And I'm so glad that we're still discussing this mental health and awareness. It should be talked about every day. You know, persons are very private and they're very proud, okay? But with all of this going on, you have to release some of that. You have to talk to someone. And you have to, and not just yourself, because some of the answers yourself give yourself don't be the right answers because you're talking to yourself and you already got an issue here, right? So you seek out individuals. And, you know, in a lot of communities, you know, the word psychologist or psychology, anything dealing with the mind has always been taboo. No, you have to talk to someone, okay? And I have several friends that I do a lot of research for, several friends that are in that area. And as I was seeking out some information, psychologist is one, but the psychiatrist is that MD. But we were looking or spots and places and locations so that we could give references or set up appointments. But I noticed that all the psychiatrists, most of the psychiatrists in Los Angeles, they're med psychiatrists. See, there's two types. There's medication and there's talk, okay? There's two types. Mm-hmm, so for listeners out there that are seeking someone to talk to, you ask those two questions. And if you're not about those meds, you need to ask those questions because you don't want the doctor that's going to drug you all up to help you get through your situation if that's not what you're about. There's two types. There's talk and there's medication. But it was so strange to me, and I had to smile about it, that basically Los Angeles, all they have, the psychiatrist is the med. They're not talk. They're mad. I said, and I wonder why is that? You know,
statistics also show that psychologists or psychiatrists, you know, have a high suicidal rate too. I mean,
yeah,
because you have to, because you're taking in everybody's problems, right?
Yes.
So you can't even concentrate on yourself.
That's right.
You can't even concentrate on you. So. Which is interesting, but I've read and done some research on that.
Okay. Well, I'm saying, you know, this is Mental Health Week to take us out of this hell and to take care of our wellness. The mental health should be dealt with every day. But I found that information out, and I wanted to have persons to be mindful of that. You have to talk to somebody. Okay, and you seek out that individual that you're comfortable with. You must be comfortable because our onset, our determination is to be unstoppable with whatever our decisions are and whatever our goals are and whatever our determination is. And you have to seek out good people, mentors, good mentors, think-alikes, persons that encourage you, empower you, and inspire you. That is what you want to surround yourself with because there's so many. I found out, you know, I like to jot down and I find myself writing and I laugh at me all the time because, you know, I don't believe in no one bending my son way, no one. And if you're trying to bend it, I'm going to rise up on you. As I mature, I have learned how to do it in a kinder way, but I'm going to still do it because that sun ray belongs to you. You are the sun out there. And with everything going on, with persons doing what they're doing, it's election time. You and I always talk about this. We are getting ready to really see some performances around here because it's getting ready to get real good. Just keep your mind focused. Do your research out there. Pay attention, but think of you first. We're there for Susie, Sally, and Jane. And at the end of the day, when it's time for us to be there for us, we're so tired and worn out, we can't even think. Okay? No. Think of you. You are the person. Because as I said earlier when I came on, from my friend, the artist, Janae Cabone, at the end of the day, all you have is you. At the end of the day, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you had to do or have to do or did not do, all you have is you. So if you are out of balance and wobbly and out of line, can you imagine what tomorrow is going to be? Because you're still carrying that unbalanced information from today into the next day. So it is very, very important, again, for us to seek out the resources, reach out. Find someone that you can talk to. We all going through it. We just wiggle and wobble and align ourselves in a different way. But think of you. Nothing can be done for you, for anyone else, if you do not take care of you. That's why they said, well, that's why you do that. You cannot bring that to me. If you bring it in the kitchen, you're going to get it back in the kitchen. I'm not taking it in the living room. But see, that's for my psyche. Okay, that's the way I deal with myself. And then persons that have that type of personality, instead of persons, usually when you get beat up or when you get demeaned, knives and stabs jugged in you, and it's only because that individual resents you because you can say what they've always wanted to say. Do you see where I'm going with that? So when we talk about stand up, speak out, and think of you, there's a reason behind that. We're not therapists over here, but we do live life. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a nothing, but I do know people. But the most important thing is that I know me because, see, it all begins and ends with you. That's why I took that title. Because I've had a wonderful weekend. I've had many discussions, and I've listened to many, many people. And what I'm hearing, okay, and how I try to encourage and inspire as much as I can, because when I'm inspiring and encouraging you, I'm inspiring and encouraging me. We're all human out here, and we're all together out here. We're all human, and nobody's perfect. If this was perfect, boy, wouldn't it be boring? It would be so darn boring. Keep that in mind. Nobody is perfect, but you must take care of you. I was speaking of the artist's performance that the artist, Janae Cabone, did this past Sunday. It was awesome. He is a talented young man. And on May 28th, there'll be a poetry read at Matter Studio. That same studio, he will be reading along with another young lady. I don't have her name written down. And I think they start from 4 to 6. But if you can join me, join me. That's a very special day for me. May 28th is my mother's birthday, okay? She was born on that day, but she also transcended on that day. So anytime you have a person that pass and transcend on their birthday, you were dealing with something because they had total control. And my mom said, no, I'm going to do this the way I want to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go when I get ready to go. So my mother was born on May 28th, and my mother passed on May 28th. So that's a very, very special day to me. And I think I would just love just to hear those golden words that will be coming out of their mouths. Like I said, they're excellent, they're creative, and Renee will blow you away. I'm trying to get him on the show, but, you know, he travels back and forth all in Africa, all over the world. I don't know when he's pulling out, but I'm going to definitely try to get him on. He is one of my mentors. You know, we lead him looking for those good mentors, and he falls in that category for his humanism and his care and the words. I listen to his words. I hear his words daily, and I feel his heartbeat. And he's not an artist that paints pretty. He paints the truth. So, and he makes you think and really, really take you back. He's a beautiful individual, and he has beautiful works of art. So on May 28th, they're going to be doing the poetry read. And, you know, poetry, I would say, I don't know if art comes from poetry. I think so. I would say that because of the wording. You got to think it and see it and feel it, and then you demonstrate it. So I know it's going to be a wonderful event. So that's May 28th at Matters Studio Gallery, located at 5080 West Pico from 4 to 6. Get there early. Beautiful, relaxing place. The owner is beautiful, and everyone that walks through that door carries that same beauty. So I want you to join me if you can, Tiffany Red, and I would love for us to be sitting up there and help me celebrate that great day. I celebrate my mom every day, but through the month of May, but especially on her birthday. She was my girl. So if you can, join us, please.
Okay. That sounds terrific. I love any type of performance, visual performance, performing arts,
mm-hmm.
anything, theater,
mm-hmm.
entertainment, basically.
Yeah.
But I will definitely see if I can, you know, fit that in my schedule.
Yeah, I know you love poetry. Yeah, that's why I would love to have you join. And it's such a short while, but it would be jam-packed with excitement and uplifting and feeling and stuff. Arts are very, very important. And, you know, there's many, many artists around. We're all artists in one form or another. But it's relaxing. So if you want to get out on a beautiful Sunday afternoon and just listen to beautiful words that touch your heart and make you think, and sitting in a beautiful surrounding, very comfortable with beautiful people, come out and join. Tim, it's free. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. The owner of the studio, her name is Carla. And Carla is just as beautiful as her studios and the people that she opened up her spaces for. So I wanted to put that out there because you know how we are about the arts over here. So, you know, to say that we're going to go short and sweet today, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to tell us where we are. We know we still moving directly. Are we flying at high, at top-notch speed out here, going direct? Is that what's happening?
We have since the 15th, and the new moon energies are still with us, and, you know, it's bringing a lot of harmony, and it's so different than what we had been experiencing for other new moons, because there was a lot of intense energy, and the eclipses were with new moons and full moons, and so eclipses are very intense energy anyway, because they change things. So whatever does not work changes in an eclipse. So we didn't even have to deal with an eclipse or anything. So the energy right now is beautiful. It is working harmoniously, and which is good because we haven't had that for a minute.
Okay.
And it's just like a really wonderful time. And I will say, though, to add to when you were talking about psychiatrists and mentors and people talking to individuals, I do agree it's very important. And let's say you may not want to talk to a traditional professional, but a professional nonetheless, you could probably talk to a life coach. Life coaches are out there too, and they offer a different technique. But you will have to be accountable. They will hold you accountable for your actions. So that's kind of another step. I mean, you know, if you really want to go through some healing and really deal with the trauma in your life, the emotional trauma or anything else that you've experienced, you know, a life coach is not like a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but dealing with past trauma or trauma period, right? Because trauma is what triggers everything and needs healing. So yeah. I just wanted to add that because some people feel like, you know, what if I don't like a psychiatrist or I don't want to go to a psychologist? You know, there are other options, and I just wanted to put life coaches out there.
Well, you know, we have a life coach, a Professor Bird, that comes on with us all the way from Arkansas. Is that life
That's
coach?
That's right.
And one thing that I can say, I'm glad that you brought it up, is that the psychologist, the life coach, whoever you're speaking to out there, they are not going to always tell you what you want to hear, okay? That is not their job. Their job is to put you on the path, to make you hash up, pull up, get out. It's like a water hose. Land in the grass all winter, and when you turn it on, all that goop comes out when that water first moves out. That's what that life coach does. So you're absolutely correct. I'm going to let her know that you brought it up, and I will contact her. It's about time for her to come over here and tell us a story. And she puts that healing out there a different type of way. She has a new position. At this time, something that she's doing, I'm trying to get her settled, but she will be on shortly. Hopefully, we can get her on before, the mental health nut runs out. I'll give her a call. But you're right. Thank you. The psychologist, the psychiatrist, that's harsh, harsh, harsh. Life coach makes it a little bit more softer for those who don't like those two words. But talk to somebody. Okay, I talk to myself in the mirror every day, okay? And sometimes I don't listen to what comes back to me, but I lay my start, my day, with putting those positive, victorious affirmations out there, okay? See, when you do something repetitious over and over and over again, it begins to settle in with you. So I start my day after I kiss my beautiful self in the mirror and tell me how beautiful I am. I go into my next mode before I turn the new doorknob to go out the door. Because once we step out there, we got to be ready. Because we are the ones that must light the candles for others, okay? Because when we light the candle for another, our path becomes brighter and lighter. Mission and vow are two different things. Our mission is one thing as humanitarians, but our vow goes a little bit deeper. And when you step into that vow, you must turn the headlights on so you can see where you're going. So we cannot encourage light candles unless we keep ourselves aligned. And that's what you and I do and many, many others, and we do for each other. Okay, because if you forget about you, you've had it, okay? Because everything begins and ends with you. And that's all I have to say about it this evening. I need you to give us a close because we're going to close out because we are people of our word. We're going to make it short and sweet. Miss Stephanie Haynes will be with us tomorrow, and I have listed the way she's coming in, but just look out for the post. The title will be there. But we'll be back on Tele Tuesday, and we're going to have Think Thursday. And there's some activities that's happening. I'll give you a week run that might entail that we might have to tell you on mine for Monday what we found out on Friday. But keep it posted. Friday might happen. It might not. I'm just waiting on some scheduling confirmations here. And this is something that us community important. So when we're not on here, we're out in that community with our ears to the ground, with our eyes moving like owls, okay, so that we can bring this back and share and care with you because that's what it's all about. Each one teach one. We have to re-educate ourselves so we can get educated properly again. And that's my close. So close us out, Tiffany, with an I see it, do it, and complete it. Please do that for us.
Oh, well, you said so much. There's hardly anything for me to say. Can you imagine that? But just be mindful of you. Treat yourself well so that you can treat others well. And I always say that every Mindful Monday, like, take care of yourself. Understand that.
Yes.
You are very, very important, and once you take care of you, then other people around you will see what you do, as you are the example, and will encourage them to be better. So no matter what that is, if that's taking a bath, salt bath, meditating, whatever it is that you have to do for yourself, make sure that you do it. And so that you can give to other people if and when you need to. You know, I was talking to one of my friends today, and she was so over being at work, and she said, I'm so tired. She says, I offered to take on another day for one of the other people on staff, and she says, I'm not doing it after this month. She says, I am too tired, and I don't even have any energy for myself because I'm giving it out to other people. So she's like, I'm going to retract my energy, keep it for myself so that I can be good, you know, treat myself well and be good to other people, you know, her family and other people. But just not, you know, it's a lot, you know, when you're working 6-7 days maybe, and then you don't fill up your cup. So fill up your cup.
Fill up your cup.
Run it over.
Fill up your cup. And on that note, I'm going to take us out on that. So listeners, Mindful Monday, be mindful. Think of you. And as Tiffany with an eye is leaving us with, we want to stay. Fill up your cup. Tiffany, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I will speak with you later on. Thank you. Thank you again. I'm so glad that some of your time is balancing that out. You're going to always be on projects, but at least you're sneaking away a little bit more, and we love you for that. We love
well,
you.
Thank
we
you
love
so
you.
Much.
We thank you. And I played the song Hero, and you are my hero. I'm your hero.
Oh,
and
you.
All of us out here are heroes to each other. Keep that in mind. We love you. Mindful Monday, waking up with Linda Mac Shan and Tiffany with an eye. Love you, Tiff.
Thank
you. like this song we're singing. Why don't you sing it?
Other positive.
We care, share, we love all through the land.